Congressional Democrats want answers from the Trump administration in the case of a migrant girl from El Salvador who died in U.S. custody last September. She is one of six migrant children who've died in the care of the federal government in the past 8 months. The 10-year-old had heart defects. Her death was not disclosed until last week. Right now, the White House is asking Congress for $2.8 billion to deal with a surge of unaccompanied migrant children crossing the border. The time it's taking the government to release migrant kids to parents and other sponsors in the U.S. has more than doubled since 2015. KQED's Farida Javala Romero has this report.
Pamela Baez says kindergarten students walk in a line to meet their parents at the end of the school day in the city of Pinal in Northern California.
Hold my hand. Oh, you gotta hold my hand.
The last place Baez worked was an agency for migrant children in New York. The hundreds of kids who are sent to that center have classes and counseling and are temporarily housed with foster families. Before the children are released, the government first has to screen their parents or sponsors to be sure the kids will be safe. That vetting process took about a month on average in 2015. Now the average is 2.5 months. Baez says the kids she cared for were desperate to leave.
The case manager will come and be like, unfortunately, now you have to stay 2 more months. Then to the point that children started asking if they could be deported back to their country.
The New York agency is called Cayuga Centers. Baez says the children are already traumatized, and keeping them away from their families harms them more.
Seeing how they're suffering, I will have kids in my classroom that the next day I will find out that they had even self-harmed themselves.
A spokesman for Cayuga Centers said in a statement, the safety and well-being of children is paramount, and using foster families is better than detention at shelters, where most unaccompanied minors end up. Like Angel, a 17-year-old from Guatemala. He spent almost 3 months locked in a shelter in Florida. Angel recently attended a legal orientation in San Francisco with his cousin, Santos, who sponsored his release. We're not using the family's last name because of their immigration status. Santos says the teen doesn't talk much about the shelter. He hopes time will heal his trauma.
El tiempo lo curará las heridas, lo que uno se trae o las experiencias o el trauma que se trae uno.
To get custody of Angel, Santos and his wife had to provide lots of documents and get fingerprinted.
El gobierno aquí también pide muchos papeles.
They knew it was a risk, because Immigration and Customs Enforcement now runs background checks on potential sponsors. The agency arrested about 170 of them last year because they were undocumented. Congress limited the use of that data for immigration enforcement, but people are still scared, says Millie Atkinson, an attorney with the Immigration Center for Women and Children.
The climate towards immigration right now in this country is inducing a lot of fear for people who in the past may have stepped forward to sponsor a child.
The Office of Refugee Resettlement declined to comment on why it's taking longer to release kids. But officials say they're receiving more unaccompanied children, 32,000 between October 2018 and March 30th. That's an increase of almost 50% over the same period last year. At Pamela Baez's school in Pinal, she says she often remembers the distress she saw in the migrant kids in New York.
The more these children are staying in these centers, the more it's affecting their mental health. And eventually, many of these children end up being part of our society.
In the past 4 years, thousands of children have reported sexual abuse in U.S. custody, often by other detained kids. And in April, a 16-year-old boy became ill and died at a shelter in Texas. Advocates worry that as facilities get more crowded and staff are stretched thin, the risk for migrant children will increase. For Here and Now, I'm Farida Javala Romero.